Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Understanding How to Share Jesus Effectively with Them. We talked last program about Paul established common ground with the Athenians. He used their poets to support his message. And I notice also in Acts 18:5, Paul also found the common ground with the Jews. You read, he testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. Apostle Paul found the common ground in the hope of the Israelites in the coming Messiah. And Paul reasoned with them from the scriptures, because the Jews are like him, already knew the scriptures and accepted them as the word of God. So with this common ground, he could use the evidence of fulfilled prophecy. He could use the evidence of fulfilled prophecies. And I love 1 Corinthians 9. Of course, I love every word in the Bible, you know, but this passage particularly impacted my life in a deep way. And let me read it to you. And I hope and I pray that it will also influence your style, your approach in witnessing to Muslims and also in witnessing to all people. Okay, now let me start quoting the Bible. Apostle Paul said, "Even though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all in order to win more people. To the Jews, I became a Jew that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law. To those who are without law, as without law. To the weak, I became weak that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Let me read it to you again from the New Living Translation. English is my second language, so I always appreciate a different translation of the Bible. "I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ." Wow. "When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who follow the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. When I was with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too live apart from that law so I can bring them to Christ. Yes, I try to find the common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some." Wow. I love it. I love it. I love it. It helps us understand Paul's spirit and the Apostle Paul approach to people, Jews and non-Jews. What separated Jews from Gentiles in these days were the law and the covenant, right? And you notice that Apostle Paul talked and acted in a way that neither offended the Jews nor the Gentiles. I love it. I love it. When he was with the Jews, he did not parade his liberty. Paul had the right to eat whatever pleased him, of course, but he gave up that right so that he can win the Jews, you know, please them, make them feel comfortable, and win them to Christ, because God loves the Jewish people and God wants to save them. So Apostle Paul, when he was with the Jews, he never allowed himself, I guarantee you, to enjoy eating spicy barbecue pork ribs. No way. He was willing to subject himself to the scrupulous of the Jews. You can know that from Acts 21, verses 23 to 26. I done my research. And also, if you notice, in Acts 15, the apostles and the elders at Jerusalem agreed and decided it is not necessary for anyone to be circumcised. Okay? But in Acts 16, we read that before Apostle Paul took Timothy to serve with him, Apostle Paul circumcised Timothy. Apostle Paul, why you are circumcising Timothy? We read already in Acts 15 that the apostle and the elders at Jerusalem agreed and decided that it is not necessary for anyone to be circumcised. He will tell you when we go to heaven, I know they decided that, but I circumcised him because that will make the Jewish people comfortable about me and about my ministry, and they will hear me talking about the Messiah, Jesus. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. However, when the Apostle Paul was dealing with the Gentiles, he did not impose the law on them. Very important words God told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. This verse impacted my life. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. Let me read it to you again. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. Apostle Paul wanted the message of the gospel to be free from any obstacles in the minds of lost sinners. Wow! Paul focused on giving people the pure message of the gospel. He actually kept the main thing the main thing. His overriding purpose was to win people to Christ. Okay? His overriding purpose was to win people to Christ. Paul had a definite sense of direction. His goal was to gain the widest possible hearing for the gospel. And my brothers and sisters, a wise evangelist always seek to build the bridges, not walls, with the people he is trying to share Jesus with. And we will complete this topic next program. It's a very important topic. But before our time is up, we must do the most important thing. Go to God and surrender our lives to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We realize, God, that we don't know how to witness to Muslims. We realize our inadequacies and our weaknesses. We realize, God, that without you, we can do nothing, Jesus. And we come before you, God, putting our faith in you, that you will prepare us, God. You will equip us. You will equip our fellowships, your church. And you will guide us, God, through divine appointments, through open special doors to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of Muslims and to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. We put our faith in you, God, that you will enable us to fulfill many of your eternal plans in spite of our inadequacies and weaknesses, God, according to the power that works within us, the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Christian brothers and sisters, don't forget, I am here to serve you. If I can pray with you for your Muslim friends or acquaintances, please contact me. If I can send you any material that will help you share Jesus effectively with them, please contact me. Pray also that God will unite us together, regardless of our denomination. God wants us to be united as His children, the body of Christ, in sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. And forget about the minor differences we have in our style of worship. This is not really, should not stop us from uniting together, praying together, and serving our Heavenly Father together. We have the same Heavenly Father, the same Spirit, and the same destiny, and the same goals. God's peace and grace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.